Alrighty. Hi everyone. This is Awkward Audibles. Yay! Welcome to my very first AMA. Or Ask AA Anything. Or I guess you can call it then. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, thank you guys for dropping in the questions. I never thought you'd want I'd get like 10, more than 10 of them. Like I got around 50 more or less because there's more anonymous there are anonymous people who sent in some questions. So I guess this will be a very long one, so I hope you stay with me. And I hope you enjoy listening to me talk about stuff. So thank you so much if you're following me. And it's wild, bro. Like, why? I'm still baffled, but I guess you like my content, you like my voice. So yeah, let's get right to it. Okay. So the first question is from Smelly Isopod. So, okay, what made you want to start doing audios? Okay, so what made me want to start? I think it's I was a lurker for a year and a half, and then the quarantine happened, and I was getting increasingly bored and, well, horny, and I was so curious about being on the performer side, really. So I thought, okay, why not, you know? So I posted my first ramble and enjoyed the rush I got from it. Like, I went when I posted my first ramble fap, I was like, what the fuck, did I just really put myself out there? Damn, girl. So yeah, and you guys have all been so nice and supportive, so I kept on posting. Also, I've always wanted to try voice acting, and I love playing the characters in the script, so I guess I'm not bad at it, but I mean, I got a lot to improve, but I do believe you guys when you say I did great. So thank you, and it's been pretty fun so far. Yeah. Thank you. The next 20 questions are from Dante Crate or Dante Crate. So yes, let's start. First is your favorite ice cream flavor is all sold out, and you need an ice cream fix. What is your next best flavor? Okay, so when I go to an ice cream shop, I always get dark chocolate if they have one. But if there isn't, I usually get matcha. Like, yes, matcha. Gotta love the taste of grass. Oh my god, my wheezy laugh came out. Okay. Or something like a blueberry cheesecake or a mixed berry cheesecake thing, ice cream flavor. So yeah. Next is biggest pet peeve about performing on GWA. Maybe like getting DMs about trying to identify me or asking about personal information and shit. Yeah, I guess just don't be creepy, guys, because please respect my personal privacy. And I think as a female performer on GWA, we probably get a lot of the creeps out there. Yeah. So, like, chill, dudes. Yeah. So, third, mate. Oh, I mean, yeah, third is, are you outdoorsy or indoorsy? I am both. Yeah, but I lean more into the indoorsy type because, first of all, it's economical. Like, you don't have to spend money. yeah, just stay at home. I mean, you're paying for electricity and the internet or anything, but like it's way more expensive to go out, like to go to explore somewhere or to go somewhere rather than being indoors. And secondly, I don't need to exert much energy. Well, you can say I'm an extroverted introvert. I could stay, I like to stay in a coffee shop and study with someone, but we don't talk. That kind of extroverted introversion. And I love, at home, I love watching shows, reading, laying around, contemplate about life and stuff, and sleep. But when I do go outdoors, I really love trekking and hiking and going to the beach, even though I don't know how to swim. So yeah, teach me, people. Yeah, so next would be, what does your quarantine mask look like? Is this like a quarantine persona or like the literal mask? Because we have like a stock of surgical masks, and I also have like a cloth mask with a filter on. So it's a floral type of mask. Yeah, I love floral stuff. So okay, number five, you become invisible for exactly 24 hours. How will you use this time? Can I commit crime? I mean, what's the point if you can't? But no one will know, right? But whatever, if I can't commit crime, maybe, okay, maybe this is, this is a bit wholesome, but like I want to go to an amusement park and just ride all the rides without lining up. I would do that if I was invisible for 24 hours. So, nothing sinister. Next. Editing audio, fun or tedious? I could say a little bit of both, but it's more tedious than fun, because so it's fun because I like being creative with sounds, with the sound effects, but it's tedious because I record my audios like a straight one whole straight hour or something, and I need to I sort of edit out the things I redo, yeah, when I make mistakes and stuff. So before, like silly me, when I didn't have editing software before, my very first script fill was a straight recording. So when if I had to, if I made a mistake, I'd do it over again. So yeah, well, I've learned, so nice. Next, what is your all-time favorite song to sing? Well, I always sing "Don't Speak." I forgot the artist, but the song "Don't Speak" when I go to karaoke. Yes, that's my karaoke song. Number eight, what is your go-to tag for listening? I think if there's like Friends to Lovers in there, I'll click it. And I like listening to wholesome audios, and also if there is like breast play or nipple play or teasing and slow burn, I think I'll listen to that because I love a good build up. Yeah. And number nine, you are offered the ability to be telepathic. You will be able to tell if anyone is lying to you, but you'll also never be surprised by anything that people do. That means surprise birthday parties, magicians, baby announcements, marriage proposals, job promotions, etc. Do you agree to become telepathic? No. Where's the fun in that? I don't want to know what people think of me, because people or me personally, there are things in my thoughts that I'd rather not say, and I wouldn't want other people to read it, or even me, I don't want to read other people's minds. It would be cool, but like, I love the ignorance, or like the thrill I get from the surprise, so probably not. It's the little spice of life. Next, number 10, raisins. Yum or ugh? For me, yum. Because I have great taste buds, and I have taste. I'm joking. Yeah, you do what you do. If you don't like raisins, yeah, sure. But I do like raisins in everything. And by everything, I also like... I have a weird... I like weird food combinations, so that's not surprising. Number 11, least favorite color on clothing. Anything neon. I don't like neon, I'm sorry. Not on clothing, at least. Yeah. Number 12, what is your funniest sex story? Okay. Maybe... like when there was this one time I got jiggy with a guy, and then I don't know if it's normal, but like if we bonk, we were being frisky and stuff, and because it was so intense, we kind of bonked heads, and then our mouth bonked. Like teeth to teeth, and I guess my teeth were stronger than his teeth, so I kind of chipped his tooth. And for me, when you're in a situation like that, your first reaction must be concern, right? But my defense mechanism or coping mechanism is to laugh. Because I found it funny, I'm sorry, but like, the guy was so worried about his tooth, but I was worried too. I showed concern, but I was also a bit, I was also laughing, so, well, yeah, so, yeah, I'm sorry if I'm not a very good storyteller, well, but like, just imagine like being the guy and I chipped your tooth because the sex was so intense. So okay, 13. How often per week do you fap? It depends. I don't fap when I'm on my menses. No, probably like twice or thrice a week. It depends. It really depends. It's a mood thing. Sometimes when I'm bored or sad, I fap. Because you need that dopamine rush. You know what I mean? Yeah. Number 14, best part of your GWA experience so far. I think, I met great online friends. Like, I met a group of people who also like erotic audios, and I formed friendships with them. So, I discovered a community, and I really like it. So, I think it's the best part of my GW experience. Yeah. Number 15, do you have a crush on anyone here? Do not identify that person if the answer is yes. Okay. Well, crushes, so yes, I have a lot. I have girl, guy, and writer crushes, so I I don't settle for one. 16. Describe your recording setup. Okay, let's see. So I always record at night because in the morning there's like a lot of background noise, and I don't have a room to myself, and the walls are kind of thin. So what I do is I wait till everyone's asleep, and I only use my phone. That's why you hear a lot of background noise, maybe some crickets, and because I record at night. Yeah. And then when there's sound effects included, I need to look for them and download them and use a certain editing app to put them to mix my audios. So yeah, and I do everything, all the editing, recording on my phone because I don't use a laptop because I'm too lazy. Nice. Yes. Before you might notice that my audios are inconsistent in terms of sound quality because I was still experimenting on which recording and editing software application is the best to use. So yeah, I guess I'm trying to discover it for now. Number 17, if you can pick any celebrity, snap your fingers, and that person will appear in front of you, ready and very willing to fuck you, name that celebrity. I would like to say Henry Cavill. Like, that man is handsome. He's so gorgeous. But here's the thing. Okay, I have this theory about super attractive guys. So, I think attractive guys, I'm not generalizing, but I just have a hypothesis that if you're a super attractive guy, you probably can get like pussy anytime, and you don't need to make much effort, right? Since you don't need to make much effort, then you would assume that you're good at sex, and you probably don't know how to fuck real good. So yeah. If that's the case, I hope Henry Cavill fucks good. Great. Well, yeah. But Charlie Cox, Sam Claflin, Luke Cage, you know, the actor of Luke Cage, Mike Coulter. Yeah, that chocolate man, so fuck. Ugh. Also, for some reason, Kumail Nanjiani. Oh my god. Yes. He's also really funny. He's like super sexy. Yeah, those people. Also, if you're asking about like a girl, probably Ruby Rose. Yeah, oh my god. Ruby Rose? No. Yeah. She's so hot. Anyway, number 18. What is your favorite sexual position? Probably doggy. Yeah. And lotus. Lotus position. Number 19. If given the chance, would you go into space? Explain your answer. I would. 100%. Like, in a heartbeat, I would go to space. I'm very interested in heavenly bodies and how going to space would feel like, and I'd like to explore. Like, I believe that, yeah, I think there are other life forms that exist in this universe, and I'd like to meet them, and I also want to see Earth from that angle. I'd like to be reminded of the fact that I'm just a speck of the universe, and despite that, I'm still relevant. I'm still valid. I'm still significant, if I want to. I don't know where I'm going with this, but yeah. I would go into space because it'll be cool. I could also brag to my friends, and really, it would be cool. Mm-hmm. 20. What kink have you never experienced in your real life that you would like to explore? Huh. I want to know how to rig. I want to try rigging and being a rope bunny. Yeah, getting tied up. So yeah, that's for all the 20 questions of Dante. Dante creates. Oh, so there's another one. It's not a question, but it's like a request. So someone's curious. So made this just a switch. Is curious about seeing my kink list. Yeah, sure. I might post it when I post this audio afterwards. Okay. Next is Sergio Romper. Yes, Sergio. Hello. Big fan of your work. Anyway, first question. Do you prefer doing ramble faps or filling scripts? I'm not so sure. I can't pick. Like, I like doing both. For ramble faps, I like it because it's raw, it's quick, it's vulnerable for me, it's very intimate, and it's thrilling, yeah. And I like my ramble faps descriptive because I like being descriptive in general, and I'd like the listener to be with me. Whereas filling scripts, I also love filling scripts because I love getting to the shoes of a character and breathing life into the character. So I can't really choose. It depends on my mood. Well, filling scripts have more work to it, but it's definitely worth it. Like when I fill scripts, I get a greater sense of achievement. I feel proud of myself. Yeah. Question number 2. What does a script have to have for you to say, okay, I want to fill this one? When I browse scripts, I look for tags that I identify with. I tend to just read over the script, and then afterwards, if I feel a connection to it, I decide by feeling. Like if it depends, if I want a quick fix, I try to find scripts that don't have a lot of sound effects. But if I want to take more effort, then it's something I feel like I can do. Yeah, I think a major part of me picking a script offer is to first, if I can pull off the character, and second, if my voice is suitable for it, because there are certain scripts that I feel like my voice isn't suitable for. So I don't know, let's say like something like mommy type of scripts or like older women, because my voice is really you call it cute, but I feel like it's like a child. Yeah, it sounds like a child, so I don't think I can pull off the mommy thing. I don't think I can pull off like an older woman. Maybe in the future, I don't know, maybe my voice will mature. So Third, what are your top 10 GWA audios or artists? Oh my god, that's a lot. Okay. I'm not very picky. I don't have a Constant? Okay, wait, I do. My personal favorites are, first of all, I like your audios, Serio, so I hope you do more of them, especially like Lesson 01. Like, that was so sexy, dude. And then, second would be, I like the stuff put out by an audio dilettante, Unheavenly Creature 8, ASMR Audio, Beyonce B. I do love B's work. Beyonce is a Virgo, Zero Omega. I also like his Mon Girl scripts and his Weezy Boy stuff. I love a lot of people. Wait, I also like listen to a lot of F for M's, although I'm not an M, but whatever. I like listening to both sides. I like Mr. Case's Erotic Hypnosis. Cal, the new guy, Professor Cal. Who else? Yeah, so far. Thanks, Ariel. Next would be Menelaus. Menelaus. How do you say it? Menelaus. So he's sad. So I listened to your last audio and I'm wondering what accent were you speaking with? Sneaky. Okay. I speak in a Filipino accent. Ha. No, I'm not a Tagalog. I don't speak Tagalog, but I speak Bisaya. Yeah. You probably don't hear like a Bisaya accent with my Tagalog because I'm used to speaking Tagalog or Filipino when I'm speaking with my relatives. And I also speak a little, I understand and speak a little Hiligaynon. Yeah, Ilonggo. So that's why you can't probably distinguish my accent. Yeah. So that's it. Oh, next is Beyonce is a Virgo. So hey B, OMG. I love your audios. Oh my god. Yeah. I also love the music you put out. So thank you for gracing us with your presence in the GWA community. So number one, all of GWA audios vanish overnight. Which three audios in the whole sub would you save? Oh my god. Okay. This is tough. Okay, let me see which ones I saved. Probably your Succubus, because I like your singing. That's one. Then maybe one of maybe ASMR Audio's shitpost, like You Want Me to Be Mean. I love that one. And lastly would be an audio dilettante. I saw you reading a book and I couldn't help myself. Yeah, I like that one. Excuse the barking. So on the next is top three kinks and three tags you would never do. I'm still discovering my sexuality, but I think Okay, top three kinks would be, again, friends to lovers. Second would be MDOM. The third would be I like a good spanking audio. And then three tags I would never do. Three tags I would never do would be incest, snuff. Wait, I don't know if snuff, like snuff is still negotiable. And third tag would be mommy. Any older woman audios for now. Yeah, I can't say I would never do them, but probably I would not do them soon. So, three. Will you put your diesel in my car? Oh my God. Yeah, baby. Definitely. Got that fuel in you. How you like that diesel? I love you. I love you too, you and Eddie. You guys are awesome. I love listening to your rambles. I hope you don't change. Like, I live for the mastery that you got, that you two got. I like your dynamic, so nice. So this one is from Unsteady Eddie. Hi, hello. So you get $100,000 a year, but once a day a stranger comes into your house and uses the bathroom to take a massive dump. Would you take the money? Okay, I have a lot of questions. So first, do I own, like, is this my current house? Yeah, if it's my current house, then okay. They can only take it up in the main bathroom. Okay, so well, second question is, when do I get the money so that I can build a new bathroom just for the person to take a massive dump in? You know what I mean? And third question is, how massive is the dump? Do I need to clean it up? Like, do I need to unclog every day, or is it just massive? Like, you just have to cut it with a. I've heard, I've read somewhere that some people take a huge dump and they have like a poop knife to cut it. Like, bitch, damn. Anyway, so yes, I would take the money. I would take the money. Because I did the calculations. I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it. Like, so yes, Eddie, I would take the money. I don't care. I'd build a new bathroom for that. So yes, thank you, B and Eddie. BD? Or like, Eddie B? Eddie B sounds like Jollibee. Well, you guys made me happy, so. And yes, I think that's it for the ones posted in the comments, but there's like a anonymous person who gave me like 25 questions, so I hope you still stay. Okay, so number one, what stereotype about your country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? Maybe the fact that women are seen as submissive, like generally Asian women are seen as submissive, but we're not. And second, what's the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? I think I answered that already. Yeah. So I'm gonna skip that. So, what physical aspect of the male, if possible, female as well, body turns you on the most? I'd say the back and the shoulders turn me on the most. Like, ooh. If possible, female as well, for the females, boobs. I don't know why, but like, I also check out women. And I look at their rack when they pass by, especially if it's big. So, yeah, boobies. But I like small boobs too. But the big boobies, I don't know. It just it just catches my attention. I legit go, like, I have a fairly, I can't say big, that's, you know, okay. Like, when I look down, I see my cleavage and I get distracted at them for a bit. So, I don't know what, if that's weird. Okay, whatever. Number four, what time during the day are you the horniest? Early morning or really late in the evening? Early morning, maybe when I'm really tired or like sleepy, I get really horny. I get really H-word. Number five, what's your ideal amount of sex per week? I'd say, I can't say, maybe twice or thrice. I don't want to do it every day because, like, that would get the pleasure. Like, it's just the law of diminishing marginal utility. The more you do it, the more you don't enjoy it. Like, the lesser you enjoy it, right? So, not a lot. So, which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most, and why? Ooh, oof. Lucifer Morningstar from Lucifer. Yeah. I love Dom Ellis. Also, he's so hot. Damn. Yeah. So, next is, what are your dick size preferences? Big, average, small. You know what? I'm not very picky. As long as you know how to use it, and you know how to pleasure a woman, you know how to use, like, other parts of your body, I guess you're good for me, personally. Worst date and best date you have ever been on? I can't say. I can't think of any right now. So far, I've only dated friends. I'm a very shy person. I'm a late bloomer, so, or whatever, but I have had dates. I love movie dates. And, worst date? So far, I've never had any. I don't remember anything that made me feel bad or shitty. So, yeah. Hopefully, I never get to. Or maybe I'm just repressing it in my unconscious or something. Okay. Next question is, besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? I follow chick flicks. I follow erotic literature. And Gone Wild Stories. Like, I like reading. I used to follow Lady Boners, but, like, it got old really quick for me. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. I probably got habituated by, I mean, it's just nudes. It wasn't appealing anymore. The more, like I said, law of diminishing marginal utility. So, yeah. 11, what are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating, relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? I don't know, man. Just, if you don't know, like, if just don't assume. Yeah, don't assume that what you're doing right now would be applicable to all women, because each woman likes it different. Just communicate. Just try to be open, try to listen, and ask. I would appreciate it if you ask, like, honestly ask me how I like it. So that would really turn me on. Okay. Next is, how do you stumble upon GWA? So Reddit is like, you find a community with like interests, right? And of course it's gonna be curated, And one thing I like curated is my porn. So when I discover that there's a lot of good stuff on Reddit, I searched up top porn subreddits and UWA was there. And listening to voices, because voices really turned me on so much. So yeah, that's how I stumbled upon UWA. Next is, what type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I will not listen to audios with incest or abuse. Like, maybe sometimes I skip audios that have the rape tag on it. Like, I would pass if I would pass if it's rape, but if it's really good or it's from my favorite creator, I would try to listen to it. And if I don't like it, I nope out. Okay, if you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick or character? So maybe like a shy stripper, but I don't know. I think it'll get old. Like, a lot of people get turned on by shy people, so I don't know. I can't think of a stripper name. My brain is not working. So, next question is, what is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? Probably, fashion. I am not a very fashionable person. Like, I'm just a shirt and shorts person. I don't really dress up, only if I need to. So, next is, if you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Don't just be yourself, girl. Like, don't try to care a lot about what other people think. Just explore more, put yourself out there more. You hear that? It's gonna rain. Oh my God. So yeah, I tell myself that. Next, what was the last movie you saw? Oh shit, I haven't seen a movie in like a long time. I've only watched series. But if you're gonna ask me what kind of series I watched lately, I think the last one was Sex Education. Number 18, have you ever cried during a movie? Yes. If yes, tell us about that. Okay. I think the last time I cried because of a movie is Coco. Yeah. Coco really pulled my heartstrings because it's a family-oriented movie and I'm a sucker for family-oriented emotional sappy stuff. So if all the sex toys you own came to life, how would they behave and what would they talk about? I don't have sex toys. I use my trusty fingers for jacking off, schlicking. Number 20, when was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I've never called someone a cunt. It's not something I use a lot. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? I watch a lot of anime, so Gakuen Alice or Alice Academy, Cardcaptor Sakura. There's a lot on TV. Ghost Fighter, Flame of Recca, Detective Conan. Yeah. Next question. This is the fourth to the last question. So, how much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would it be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? I don't care if you practice another religion as long as you respect my religion or my lack thereof. Yeah, I'm agnostic, just in case you want to know. Next question, when it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you're left wing, would it be okay with dating someone who is right wing? I don't know. Maybe it'll be hard. I don't think I want to get in. Like, I have a lot of friends, not a lot. My family has different political views from me, so I get into arguments with them. I think it matters. Yeah, I don't think I would want someone to not be in the same political, but not have the same political view as me. But I'd still love them, you know, if ever I discover someone having different political views, but it's gonna be harder, definitely. Next, is using coupons on a first date sexy? Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're real. I appreciate it that they're real. Depends, you know. We can have a first date like out on the street eating street food or something, and I'd be okay with that. I'm pretty low maintenance. So lastly, when you're dating someone new, do you think serious topics or questions should be avoided, saved for later, and keep the dates casual, or should be talked about as early as possible? Let's say we are referring to the first 3 to 4 dates. Okay. Again, it depends. Like, if it comes up naturally in conversation, I guess it's alright. I mean, serious, I'd like to get straight to the point, get to know the person. If I like a good conversation. Yeah, I guess. I think that's alright. Having a serious conversation on a first date. But it depends on the mood. And you can't just go like, hey, what's your take on this or that? Like, you can't just go on with, you can't, that's a bad conversation starter for me. But is it really? I don't know. But I'm good. I'm okay with it. So, yeah. So, yes. I guess that's it. Wow. And you're still here. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed my answers. I'm not very entertaining. I don't know, maybe. You be the judge. Yeah. So, yes! I hope you enjoy my content. And bye.